What's up, 여러분? 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
사와디카.
Yes. All the languages.
Yeah, all the languages in the world. Welcome. This is the weekly stand-up. If you are new here, hello. We talk about everything that catches our attention and worlds that we get sucked in, basically. Or at least we even scratch the surface and end up talking about some of them.
Right. So, sometimes we don't even look for it. It just finds us.
You know, the reason why this show has gone for like many episodes now is because of big data and algorithms.
Yeah, so Spotify or YouTube or wherever.
Yes. And so you have your victims today. We have our boy Pal.
And your girl Mika.
Yes. And today, what are we scratching the surface on now?
Yeah, so we're doing, going back to some K-dramas. I think the last one that we reacted to was Alchemy of Souls. So check that out. And if you're new to this channel, follow and subscribe.
Yes.
To stay tuned for more reactions from us. But yeah, for this particular episode, we're going to go back to some K-dramas and we're going to react to some OSTs from these K-dramas. Two of them in particular. The first one is Love to Hate You, which came out just around the time after we recorded our last set of episodes back in February.
Yeah.
So this one's like a rom-com. A rom-com.
Yeah.
And the premise is like pretty straightforward and pretty. I think a lot of like Western films have done this before, like with a girl who hates all men. and a man who hates all girls.
Okay.
and then sort of you sort of figure out why as their stories are told, but then and then they sort of end up together. Yeah, and then they also do it like where the girl is like a stunt. Well, she's technically a lawyer, but then she ends up becoming also like a stunt woman, and the guy who's like an actor's kind of like show, which kind of reminded me of Secret Garden, where the
What's Secret Garden.
Oh, it's like another K-drama from way back, like many years. Well, not really many years ago. I think it was like 2015 or something.
Okay, that is many years ago.
Yeah. And I think the female lead was also a stunt woman there.
Okay, cool.
And that's why I remember that. But it was interesting because the female lead actress is more well-known for her action movies. So yeah, if our listeners or viewers out there know The Villainess, she was pretty. The Villainess was like an action movie that was filmed like in first person POV. Like there was like a one single shot take at the beginning of the movie that was filmed from the first.
Wow.
Which was like pretty cool to watch, and I recommend for anybody who's like into like action and all of that. But yeah, so it's pretty interesting to see her do like a rom-com, although she still gets to show her like action chops because she has that stunt woman and that kind of character. Another thing that I really like about the show is the OST, which we're gonna react to, and they have some pretty, I would say, like big, like well-known names in their OST lineup. You have Tail from NSD, who we're gonna NSD, what did I say? NCT.
Yeah, I was like
NSD. They're from NCT.
What's NSD?
Was I gonna say NSTP? I don't know. My brain went somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So they're from NCT.
I was like,
and it's a new group maker.
Yeah, I was like,
in the works.
He's.
I'm actually a producer of a new group.
PD.
Anyway,
after Leishuman,
that chapter is over. So we have Dale, we have, I think NMIX is also part of the OSD. We also have like Idol, IG Idol, and Big Naughty, whose song we're gonna listen to at the end of the episode. So I think that's enough for the intro. Let's just head straight into the action.
All right,
and listen to Lovey Dovey.
Let's go.
Which is, I think, the first track of the OST.
I love this.
It sounds like you're very like typical, like something that you would hear in like a rom-com OST.
And Tae-yeol's voice is such an OST voice.
Yeah, perfect for these kinds of like genres.
Ah.
So for those who aren't seeing the video, what you're hearing is like clips also from the K-drama. I like this part.
Mm, me too.
When you listen to that melodic rap. It really has that like chocolatey voice.
He's so good, as in,
like that air, like this yeah. He's able to like put some air, like the right amount of air. So. Here we go. Thank you, Taeyo, for
I love his voice.
Another,
so much.
You know, I was, what do I say, like almost like a classic. Like if somebody asked me, like how does a K drama OST, how should a K drama OST sound like, and I would just like point them in his direction.
Yeah, dude. Like Starlight. What else?
Yeah, Starlight.
I really liked Starlight. Yeah.
From 2021, 2025. Yeah.
Yeah, I never like finished that series with that OSD though.
So hopefully we get to, you know, maybe react to another OSD from another drama that he does the OSD for. The second OSD is from a different drama this time. So I mentioned there were two dramas. The first one is Love to Hate You, which is like a rom-com, and the second one I'm sure a lot more people know. The Glory, which has been, you know, getting a lot of headlines.
Yeah, getting a lot
since
of glory.
Getting a lot of glory, indeed. For its very like stressful, and provocative, like plotline. Something that isn't super new to like, you know, like Korean like movies and K dramas.
Mm.
But they sort of like the acting takes it up a notch.
Mm.
And so yeah, if I recommend it to anybody who wants to get stressed in their
For anyone
downtime.
who's wondering why I'm not watching it, I'm stressed enough, okay? I wait until maybe some of the stress is over. I'll make my mom watch it.
This is why, yeah. This is why, yeah. We're just giving Mika the OSTs, the vibes, the good
Yes.
vibes. I think apart from because for this type of genre, for like the rom-com genre, there's a lot of very like there's a lot of OSTs there that you can easily see like on a pop chart, like for a rom-com kind of genre. But for like the glory, like usually the OST is like very, given the darkness of the show, it's usually very like, haunting music or ballads or that kind of thing. But I thought this particular song from Suran was like pretty interesting in the sense that I could imagine it outside of the show, but also I think it also encapsulates the show in terms of the vibes and the mood. And yeah, Suran is a pretty well-known like hip hop artist within the K hip hop scene, K hip hop and R&B scene. So yeah, let's take a listen to The Whisper of Forest by Suran, part of the OST for I think part one of The Glory. And this one is just gonna be an audio track, but I think yeah, definitely a lot of flavor I think to listen through here.
Damn, that's so eerie.
Yeah, so gives you the vibes right away
Like some
of the
binaural
show.
beats coming on.
Binaural beats. Call back to our
Sometimes the
previous
forest
episode.
gives me the realize you have to be strong. Who do you think I'm real? To how I would be. Damn, it's given some take me to church.
Take a deep breath. Listen to the voice. Yeah, the electric guitar.
Yeah,
Yeah.
what you feel distortion on point. Feelings are free, right? Even if you're worried, don't be afraid. Hear those
I
can
sense
you there.
It's like somebody's just playing with the waves.
Binaural beats, yeah. I was not expecting That
that
got me
that
though.
pivot.
That got me.
He's dumb.
You know, without the electric guitar and the vocals, this would truly be a binaural beats. Like, I'll use it for focus on for sleep. Minus the guitar.
Thank you. I mean, that's literally the story.
Sometimes to forward gives me the relax. You have to be strong. Who's you think I'm rare? And now the heart will be pierced. Yeah. Fail, take a deep breath. Listen to the voice.
Yeah, the riff just goes on and on.
Wow, even that
Yeah, there's still like an
sustain,
echo, like there's
yeah.
a yeah, this is
Wow.
yeah. I did mention some reasons why I chose the song earlier, but I also chose this song specifically for us to react to.
Because,
because I knew you would like be able to like there's a lot of things that you can
yeah.
sort of pick up on
Yeah,
and
you get the
like
vibe already.
experience
Yeah.
and you know, like there's a lot of takeaways like
Yeah.
on different levels from this song in particular. And yeah, it's just unfortunate that well, maybe I didn't find search enough, but yeah, I couldn't find like I feel like if there was like a video overlay or you know so, like some kind of MV or FMV, like you know, it would make it even more hype to watch. But I think that really you know brings in like sort of the sense of the show also, and showcases some really interesting like binaural beats plus guitar plus Suren's vocals. So yeah, that's for the you know at least my takeaway from the Glory OST.
Did you watch the thing, the K-drama?
Yeah, I'd say it's like part one is really like a setup, and then part two is like execution in more ways than one. So there's a yeah, it's like there's a lot of like falling action as everything sort of gets concluded, and you sort of see how yeah, the like she has it out for the bullies in her life, and how they you know end up you know getting what you know what they deserve, so to speak. Definitely you know two K dramas that I would recommend, very different from each other, depending on what you like. If you like you know
No
something
stress or
light,
stress.
there's no stress or stress, very simple. Yes or yes, no. Yeah, so on that note, I'm gonna leave you guys with
I love the song.
yes, it's great that Mika has listened to it as well, so she can also vouch for it. It's not
I
just
love it.
me,
I love it
not
so
just me
much.
recommending it. But yeah, Big Naughty,
Yes.
also a
I
you
love
know
it.
rapper, Korean rapper. He's done an OST for Love to Hate You, which is Konika Hagushikun Maran. It's very, how else to say it? It's very hip hop. It's very inspiring.
Vibe.
So yeah, just gonna leave you guys with that. And thanks again for tuning in to the weekly stand-up.
Thank you. Bye-bye.